מסכת אבות פרק דלת משנה יוטט, משנה says, שמואל הקטן אומר, שמואל, the קטן, the small one, said, we call him שמואל הקטן, because he was somebody who was, even though he was a great, great person, he had a tremendous amount of humility, he was a very humble individual. He taught, quoting a pasuk from Mishle, the whole Mishnah here is a pasuk from Mishle, binfol oyevcha al tismach, when the enemy of yours falls, don't be happy. Obikashlo al yageli becha, when he stumbles, don't let your heart rejoice. Penyir e Adonai, because Hashem may see it, v'rab e'enav, and it's going to be bad in his eyes. V'heshiv me'alav apo, he's going to turn his anger from that person, and he's going to turn it towards you. What we're saying over here is, when a person sees the downfall of another individual, even if it's an enemy, even if it's a wicked person, you're not supposed to take pride or happy when another person is suffering. Human beings are human beings. And even though that person may be an evil individual, we shouldn't look at his downfall and rejoice. We become almost as evil as that person when we're rejoicing at the downfall, at pain of another individual. So no matter who they are, no matter what they've done, we don't rejoice at their suffering. We can only rejoice or celebrate the glorification of Hashem's name when that type of thing happens. And that's what the Pasuk also teaches us. Uba'avod resha'im rina, when the wicked are destroyed, there's rina, there's a glad song. That's really telling us that we're only rejoicing at the glory of God, but we don't rejoice whatsoever at the pain of another person. More than that, when we rejoice, it starts to look like we're rejoicing because we think Hashem did it for us, as if we deserve it, as if we deserve the divine intervention of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, that looks bad in Hashem's eyes as well. And at that point in time, if we do rejoice, Hashem turns his anger from that wicked person and will look at us. And he'll start to look at us and say, like, what are you rejoicing for? You're no better than that individual. And God forbid, he'll turn his anger towards us. The Pasuk here is all from Mishle. So why are we quoting it in Shemuel HaKatan's name? Because he would teach it. He would make a point of going over this Pasuk over and over again to teach people the lesson of don't be an individual who's happy by the downfall of another person. Because many people, in his time especially, were guilty of this type of character trait. And he thought that, and they thought it was okay to celebrate the enemy, celebrate the downfall of the enemy. And he came to teach over and over again that's not the way of the Torah.